Okay, wonderful. Let's get started. So first, we're going to be talking about Module 1 in the reinvention process, and that is reinvention intention. Paint the picture of the life you want. And if you've read my book, The 10 Laws of Career Reinvention, you know that I begin by saying it starts with a vision for your life. That is law number one. And the reason that it starts with a vision for your life is because careers and jobs are delivery mechanisms for the life that you want to lead. And, you know, this is something that, as I've been teaching this, most people come in and they're like, okay, I've got to figure out what job I want. And I was like, take a step back, because when you start with the job you want, it's really difficult to create, because then you start asking questions, well, I don't know, is it going to make me happy, all these other things. And that's because you don't have any kind of vision for what kind of life you want. So you can't know whether or not this job is really going to bring you what it is you seek. So the feelings that you have about what you want on a bigger scale are what is driving this reinvention. The desire to want more, to be more, to be different, to experience different things. So the first step of this process is to tap into what are those things, what are those experiences, how do you want to be in order to move forward, and then to use that as the framework to evaluate these careers and the jobs, and to even, first of all, come up with the list, and then to evaluate them from there. So this is why we begin at this moment. And the first big question of reinvention that you have to ask yourself is, why do you want to reinvent yourself? You know, just bottom line, like, what change do you think this is going to bring? What is it that you seek? And I encourage you, when you ask this question, to go deeply into it. So when you say, you know, what do I want out of my reinvention? It's something like, well, I want a new job. Well, why do you want a new job? Well, I feel bored with what I'm doing. Well, why are you bored with what you're doing? Well, I'm not feeling challenged. Well, why? Well, I'd like to use this different skill set. So just keep asking yourself, you know, the why question. Why do I want this? What is it that I'm seeking? And if you find yourself saying a lot of what you don't want, I encourage you, as you're, you know, using this reinvention notebook that I've just recommended that you get for this class, that I encourage you to look at that list of don't wants and shift them into what you do want. That's because this is a very subtle tweak that will make all the difference in your reinvention. It is impossible to create from a don't want. And the reason that it's impossible to create is because there's no picture for you. So if you're saying, well, I don't want this, and then I say, well, so what is it you do want? If there's no picture, then you're stuck. Well, I don't know. So this is why you may find yourself in a circle. This is where many of our clients find themselves, in a circle, because they're real clear on what they don't want. But when you say, well, what is it that you do want? There's a big blank. And as long as that canvas is blank, you can't begin to paint a picture. You can't create. So the key is to be able to fill that picture in. And you start by saying, well, what is it that I do want? And, you know, those don't wants are a great beacon. You know, they can direct you right down that path if you take a look at them and start to shift the languaging and move towards what it is you do want. So you're asking yourself this big question, why do you want to reinvent yourself, and what do you think this change will bring? And this is the first step in creating a personal life map. And, you know, one of the things that you want to think about in your life map are, you know, what's going to define for you success? Because here's the thing. You're doing this, again, to have something that's more fulfilling, to feel more connected, more passionate, more engaged in what you're doing. In other words, to feel more successful in life. But you need to know for yourself what success means. Again, this is about getting really clear so that you have a picture from which to create. Now, there was an interesting article that ran in Harvard Business Review by a woman named Laura Nash and a man named Howard Stevenson, and they created a model called Just Enough, and this has to do with success. You know, they did some analysis and some studies, and they found that there are basically four components of success. The first is happiness. Feelings of pleasure or contentment about your life, you know, are you feeling, you know, when you say you're happy, you're just like, wow, I'm feeling content and you know, and I'm feeling pleased about what's going on. The second component of success is achievement. And those are accomplishments that compare favorably against similar goals. So that is something along those lines where, you know, you say, I've got this goal to maybe get this degree, and then you go and you get that degree. So you've set a goal, and then you've actually accomplished something that is, you know, favorable against that goal. So that will give you a sense of achievement. The third component of success is significance. And that's the sense that you've had a positive impact on the people that you care about. So that's, you know, that sense of meaning. Have you made a difference, you know, that has brought about a change in a way that's actually meaningful for you, that you, for the people that you care about? So, you know, that could be if you have children, doing something for them that you've made a positive impact, you know, by being there for their soccer games. Something like that would have significance. That would fall in a significance category. And then the fourth category of success is legacy. And that's a way to establish your values or accomplishments so as to help others find future success. So that's something where you invest for the future. You invest for a lifetime. Like, why does your life have meaning? So if significance is about doing something meaningful for those people that you care about, legacy is about making an impact in a bigger way, knowing that you've made a difference in the world in the way that you hope to do. So these are the four components of success: happiness, achievement, significance, and legacy. Now, the thing is, and why this is important for our purposes, is that you have to define what each of those categories are for yourself. This is going to be part of your life plan. And you want to find activities that provide release and pleasure. I'm twisting my words here. Release and pleasure, you know, that bring you happiness. You want things that challenge you and that things that you can master and build on. That's achievement. You want something that has an impact or gives back to others, significance, or something that builds for that next generation, which is your legacy. Now, here's what they found in this article and in doing these studies, that unless you hit on all four categories with regularity, any one win in one of those categories is going to fail to satisfy. So that's basically saying that, you know, of all your goals, when you do this analysis, and I'm going to give you a worksheet to do a little analysis of these categories for yourself, if you find that all your goals are achievement-oriented, you know, accomplishments that compare favorably against similar goals. So, you know, maybe you set this goal that, you know, I want to earn, you know, $200,000, and that's what you've earned. And then, you know, you want to get this degree, and you've got that. And, you know, then you wanted to become a VP at your company, and you did that. But you don't have, but your category of significance, you know, where you've made it a positive impact on the people you care about is empty, you know, then you're not going to be happy. You know, you're not going to feel successful because everything is sort of weighted in this achievement category. And in your significance category, maybe you're not getting home for your child's soccer games, or, you know, spending time with your spouse, you know, or your boyfriend or girlfriend. These are the things that cause us not to feel successful in our lives. So at this beginning stage of your reinvention, you want to do an analysis of what's going on in your life, because this, what we're doing here is we're creating this sort of kaleidoscope strategy, and this is what they talk about in this article, that each area, each of these four components, happiness, achievement, significance, and legacy, are a chamber of a kaleidoscope. And each goal that you reach in one of those categories adds another color chip to a chamber, creating a unique pattern over your whole lifetime. But if most of your chips fall in only one or two chambers, then your whole picture is going to look lopsided. So, you know, that's the one that you read about in the newspaper, that guy that, you know, became a captain of industry and, you know, did all these things and, you know, built this company, but at the end of the day, you know, just didn't have anything personal life at the end of the day, you know. So if you have all of your things in one or two categories, it's going to be lopsided. So what you want to be able to do as a part of crafting this life that you love, this vision, this picture, is that you want to set and achieve goals in each area so that you can create a well-balanced picture. So the idea is to create new chips for each category, you know, and that's all going to be part of this, and then to fill in the gaps. So we bring this also up at the beginning of reinvention because the idea as you begin sort of down this path and coming up with some ideas about what you might want to do next is to think about the next phase, this next job, and think about the categories that you want to be satisfied by whatever it is that you're doing next. So, for example, you know, you may decide that you want your next phase to be, next career phase to be about, you know, legacy, that whatever it is that you're doing, you want it to make a difference in the world, to have an impact in the world. For example, that was something that when I left entertainment, one of the reasons behind my wanting to leave is that, you know, I just felt that, you know, my skills weren't being used in a way that was meaningful. The things that make me a great coach made me great at what I did in entertainment, which was negotiate high-level partnership deals for entertainment companies overseas. So, you know, I would do these big, you know, $10 million deals and, you know, negotiate with people, and I understood people, so I could create partnerships. I could really build things and help people. But I felt that the skills that I had, you know, this ability to understand people and to work with them and to bring people to the table and help them move forward, that, you know, those skills were being used in a way that, you know, didn't really have any significance, you know, or that really didn't leave a legacy. I mean, it was just all in service of, you know, fighting political battles and doing deals, which, you know, satisfied, obviously, the achievement category. But I wanted legacy. I wanted to make a difference in the world. I wanted those talents to leave something. So that was, you know, when I started thinking about my reinvention, you know, it was born of the desire to have whatever I did next fill that category of legacy and, you know, say I want to make a difference. So this is something that you want to think about for yourself as you begin crafting this next phase. Like, what categories do I want? And am I trying to make my next phase all about one category? So this is the flip side. And I see this a lot among our clients because, you know, we attract very driven type A people, you know, of course, because, you know, that's what it takes to make something happen. And, you know, it takes that kind of energy to make a reinvention happen. But the downside of that is that being so achievement-oriented that when you come in and you're used to having your job be all about achievement, it's hard to take that lens and broaden it. So sometimes people come in and, you know, their reinvention is all about achieving a certain goal. You know, I've got to hit this kind of goal, and, you know, it's all about that. And that creates a lot of pressure on a reinvention because, you know, oftentimes it's not coming out of the sense of achievement. It's coming out of the sense of, you know, wanting happiness, you know, wanting maybe to feel more pleasure in what it is that you do. That was my first reinvention. You know, I just was bored by Wall Street. So, you know, these are the kinds of things that, you know, if you say it's all about achievement, but really your deeper goal in this is to be happier in what you're doing, all of a sudden you're going to have a conflict. So at this stage, you're going to be thinking about these categories. You're going to be sort of analyzing why you're coming to reinvention and, you know, what categories are full for you, what are a little bit empty, you know, what is it that you're hoping to seek in this next phase, and where, you know, what categories where are you going to be pulling from in your reinvention? So you can see now how this reinvented career begins to fit into the larger context of your life. And then as you do this, you can accurately gauge what kind of emotional rewards you can realistically expect from your reinvention or from this particular activity. And so that's the other thing, because, you know, back to when I said that if you make it about achievement, but really it's coming out of the sense of wanting to be happy, you're going to end up being stuck. So you want to have a realistic idea about what it is you're looking to seek. So, you know, you can just say to yourself, well, you know what, this next phase is not about achievement, it's about happiness. Or it is about achievement, but it's only about achievement in this one way. It's not about, you know, the other areas have to be filled. So I'm not going to be looking to have, you know, the title and the salary and, you know, the company car and whatever else. You know, you're just going to be looking for whatever that one marker of achievement is, and then you're going to turn your category, your eyes to the other categories so that you have just enough in all of them so that you can create your own unique kaleidoscope for happiness. So that's what you're going to be working on this week, is you're going to be asking yourself, what's just enough? Because this is a key question for your reinvention, and that's going to help you create this personal life map. All right, so going to give you a worksheet. You're going to look at these four intersecting circles, and you'll jot down examples of your successes and satisfactions that you've had so far in your life, and then, again, what it is that you want to do down the future road. Ah, wow, lots on that. Now, here's the thing that you're going to be doing next as you're creating and painting this picture, is that you're then, once you've decided, okay, here are my categories, here's what I'm going to be doing, you're actually then going to start creating this vision. And, you know, you need a picture. You need something that becomes a touchstone. And you might have heard the saying, if you can see it, you can be it. And that's the principle that you want to employ when you're creating a vision for your new career. You must see it before you can make it real. But you don't want to get stressed out if you don't know exactly what it is that you want to do, because many people who have successfully reinvented themselves started without knowing that. But everyone knows at the start, including you, what kind of life you dream of living. So this, again, goes right back to, you know, creating this vision for this life. And so what you're going to do at this phase is you're going to actually start coming up with some ideas and some tips and ideas and pictures about what it is that you want to do, and you're going to start crafting this vision. And if you've read my book, you know that I love this assignment. I assign it pretty much in everything I do because it is so fundamental to this whole process, and that is the ideal day, where you come up with an ideal day, a vision of your ideal day, and you're kind of living it. And it starts from, you know, waking up in the morning, what are you doing? You know, who's next to you? You get out of bed, you walk down the hall. You know, well, first of all, what time is it that you're getting out of bed? You know, is it 5 a.m.? Is it 10 a.m.? What is it that you're doing? You know, you eat breakfast. Where are you? What's around you? And then, you know, you go to work. But, again, it's not about job, not what are you doing, meaning per se, like what job are you doing, but more the environment, meaning what are you, you know, who's surrounding you? Where, when you go to work, are you walking down the hall to a home office in your ideal day? Are you getting in your car and driving to a small office that's within 10 minutes? You know, once you arrive at that office, how many people are around you? You know, is it a big company? Is it a small company? You know, and then how are you spending your day? Again, not what are you doing tactically, but are you talking to people? Are you writing on your own computer? Are you on the phone? Are you traveling? You know, these are the things that you want to know. This is a part of your ideal day vision. And you just take yourself through this day. And this is an incredibly powerful exercise, because when you blue sky at this moment and you really open it up, and you just don't make it about what can happen. Just make it about what in your realistic, wildest dreams, like, you know, if you could just wave a magic wand and say, this is my life, you say, this is what you would do. Make it about that at this stage. Why? Because we need these clues to that happiness, so that we can begin weaving it into your actual reinvention. But if you don't allow yourself the blue sky, you never know how much you can really create. And my favorite story about this is that my client Jeffrey in the book, who, you know, I had to drag kicking and screaming to this exercise because he was just like, oh, you know, this is silly. But, you know, out of the exercise, you know, came this vision for a dream house or for a beach house, which, you know, he thought was utterly ridiculous because he lived in a teeny tiny apartment in Manhattan. But, you know, I said, well, if that's part of the vision, then it needs to be out there. And a year later, you know, he in fact had a beach house. And, you know, stole the apartment and was kind of going back and forth. And, you know, a lot of that vision that he had created. So that's why you want to do that at this phase. You don't know how it's going to work out. You don't need to know at this point in the game how it's going to work out. Just put it all down there, and then, you know, now you've got a framework so that the magic can begin to happen. So you want to do that. Now, there's some more things that you're going to do beyond that exercise, because you want to know how are you going to be guaranteed to be happy? You know, this is a big thing, because I say, you know, a lot of people go through this and they're like, how do I know that I'm going to, you know, what am I going to do? And, you know, how do I know if I do this at the end, I'm going to be happy? And that's a fair question. It's an important question, because you certainly don't want to go through all this work and not be happy. So I'm going to give you now some steps to take to figure out what, you know, this is my secret strategy, so that you will be happy. You know, you'll be guaranteed to be happy if you do this work and then you choose based upon this. You will be happy. This will be like that magic key that you wake up every day thinking, I am so lucky that I get to do this. and here's how you do it, okay? You ask yourself three questions. You ask yourself question one. You're going to remember a time you were happiest. So I'm going to sit down and think, when was I happiest? Okay? And you're going to describe it. That's what you're going to do. And this will all be in worksheets, so just, you know, take this in right now. So you can think about your happiest moment. This is a time, you know, back in your life, whenever, you know, childhood, adulthood, whatever, where you just felt like so thrilled and, you know, engaged and just glad to be alive. It was just an amazing moment. So you're going to describe it. What was happening? How did you feel? What qualities were you expressing? What was going on in that moment? Where were you? So just describe it all in wonderful, lovely, glorious detail. Relive it. Relive that moment, that time. It could have been a time in your life. It doesn't even have to be a day. It could be a time in your life that you were just feeling that way. So what made it your happiest time? Second thing that you're going to go through and ask yourself is, what is it about you that makes other people want to have you in their lives? What qualities? Why do they want you around? What do they say? You know, what qualities do they love about you? Okay? And then the third thing that you're going to answer is, you're going to list three people that you admire and why. What are the characteristics, the qualities that you admire in them? And it can be anyone, living or dead, famous or not, but you're going to, like, list these three people. So you're going to answer these three things. You're going to remember a time you're happiest, describe it. You're going to answer what it is about you that makes other people want to have you in their life, have you in their lives, you know, what is special about you. And then you're going to list three people that you admire and their qualities and why you admire them. So for all of those things, and this is really important, for all three of those questions, you're going to describe the essence and the feelings and the qualities being expressed. Okay. Now, what's going to happen from all of this is that you're going to start to look, and it's going to start to create a picture for you. And you then begin to look for the recurring themes behind that. You say, this quality of communication has popped up. You know, in my happiest moment, I was, you know, standing on stage, you know, delivering this, you know, talk to my company. And, you know, my friends always say that I have such a great talent at, you know, explaining things to them. And, gosh, I really admire whomever, like, you know, Oprah, because she can speak on TV and be so comfortable. And then all of a sudden you realize that through every single one of those, the ability to communicate to crowds is there. So you're going to look for these recurring themes and start to pull them out. Because what you will begin to find is that these qualities that continually reappear are the qualities that you yourself want to be. I call these the B qualities, capital B, capital E. These are the qualities of who you need to be in order to feel happy and fulfilled. So once you have a list of those qualities, you will then also use that list to evaluate the reinvention job opportunities that come up. You will be looking for opportunities that allow you to express those qualities. Because when you find the job that allows you to be the person you want to be, that is the magic key for happiness. That's when the switch just flips and it's just all like radiance. Now, I will tell you that, you know, there are always, you know, it's life, it's real life, there are always challenges. But when you're plugged into all those qualities, you know, even the challenges, you know, are still somehow, you know, still somehow rich. Because you're just getting to be who you want to be. So those things that maybe in your previous career where, you know, those qualities weren't being tapped, you know, all those challenges that just really weighed you down, you know, if you move and you're getting to be and express all those qualities that you yourself really want to, the same challenges could feel like a gift rather than a burden. So that's what you're going to do there. And so those are the ways that you begin to create this intentions picture for your life. So that's that.